Excellencies, in closing, and on behalf of Australia, I would like to thank all delegations for their constructive and their considered comments, questions and recommendations today. We have attempted to engage positively and respond genuinely to the key issues that have been raised as much as possible within the time we've been allowed this afternoon. I acknowledge and I recognise the challenges remaining for Australia that have been flagged by the delegations from the floor, including challenges in relation to Indigenous issues in Australia, challenges in relation to migration policy, the rights of persons with disability, as well as human trafficking issues. I acknowledge the role of civil society, particularly civil society in Australia, for their active involvement throughout this process. But in our view, this is not the end of any process. Rather, we look forward now to engaging and working collectively with civil society in the consideration of the recommendations that have been presented to us today. As part of that engagement, the Australian Government will publish the working group's report and invite input regarding the recommendations and our response over coming weeks. The Australian Government will dedicate its annual NGO Human Rights Forum to be held in December to consultation on these recommendations, as well as focusing on ongoing implementation and monitoring. Australia has a strong history of protecting and promoting human rights, both domestically and internationally. Today's discussion has been an important opportunity to reflect upon human rights in Australia, our successes and our challenges, and it is a reminder that we should strive to improve and always to achieve more. We hope that our further considered responses to recommendations presented to us today will highlight our steadfast and our ongoing commitment to the Universal Periodic Review process, human rights mechanisms more broadly, and to the promotion and protection of human rights in Australia, in the region and in the world. Mr. Vice President, thank you.
I thank you, Ms. Reid. Excelencia, señoras y
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I should like to thank the Australian delegation and Mr. Ruddick and Ms. McEwen and Ambassador Quinn and their team for this very comprehensive presentation and very active participation of all the delegate members in this review. The report of this review will be prepared by the members of the Troika, the representatives of Japan, Germany and Namibia, in other words. And in accordance with the new procedure, the recommendation section will be distributed on Wednesday, the 11th of November at 6 p.m. for adoption on Thursday, the 12th of November from 4:30 p.m. onwards. The full report, including the summary section, will be circulated by email on the 20th of November 2015. This brings us to the end of our meeting. We will reconvene tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the review of Georgia. Speaking time will be 1 minute and 45 seconds for all. And those inscribed speakers who wish to withdraw from the list are kindly invited to inform the Secretariat at the latest 30 minutes before the start of the review, please. All participants are invited to be in the room on time, please. And I would like to once again thank the interpreters for their excellent work. Thank you again and congratulations to Australia. The meeting is adjourned.